My parents' home was broken into on the 8th of December. We think between 3:30 and 3:45. And basically, from what we understand, is three individuals broke the side door using some kind of crowbar. They kind of went through the whole house, damaged all the furniture and cupboards. What they got away with was a safe which had my mother's jewellery, actually all the family jewellery in there, and a substantial amount of cash. We also understand that they had a getaway driver who had a silver BMW on chrome plates.
I understand as well, from the press release, it said it's your family's life savings. Is that correct?
It's a significant amount. And again, the, people might think, it's an unusual amount for a family to have. But there is a reason for that. My sister, she has Down syndrome. And my parents were always minded to make sure that they could provide for her in the case of an emergency. And their biggest fear was if something was to happen to them, we wouldn't be able to afford to put my sister into a home or provide care for her. So what they wanted to do is make sure that there was a amount of cash at home which we could access immediately if something was to happen to them, rather than having to go through probate and waiting to get access to money that they had held in any bank accounts.
Oh, so your poor parents, they must be absolutely gutted.
My mum is absolutely devastated. I mean, she fainted when she came into the house and found out that the safe had been taken, and she's been upset throughout the whole of Christmas, and she's taken it really to heart, and she's completely distraught. Because she was a nurse. She'd worked harder all her life, and her only real wish was to make sure that she could provide for her Down syndrome child. I mean, me and my brother, we're both working. We're on our own two feet. But we know with her, she'd always need support, and that's the real heartbreaker of it, really.
Absolutely, and I obviously, like you said about her jewellery as well, and her family jewellery, I suppose there's a lot of stuff there that's very much close to her heart.
Jewellery when she got married in 78, and items that she'd acquired over the last 30, 40 years. It's quite common in Indian families that if there's an occasion, you mark it by giving items of gold. So, when her grandson was born, my son, people gave gold items of gold. So each item that has been taken had a was for an occasion. It wasn't something that she kind of just bought for herself. They tend to be a lot of gifts, and they had a sense of occasion attached to them. From the 8th of December up until last week, they hadn't left the house. Only one of them will go. They're still so conscious of it might happen again. They might come back. So there is that fear, and you're absolutely right that you feel that your privacy has been breached. The family still feels that we were targeted, and we don't know why.
Such a shame, but lucky, I suppose, in a way that you've had that CCTV system installed. And of course, the police now are releasing some of the images that you're hoping may provide some answers and get to catching these thieves.